Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education. My name is Kevin Hogan. I'm the content director for eSchool News, and I'm happy you found us here today. In this episode, I'll explore some of the latest and greatest happenings in the world of eSports. Now, what started as a niche hobby for gaming enthusiasts in the years past has exploded into a global phenomenon. And it's not just about fun anymore. Recent eSport tournaments around the world have games going after millions of dollars in prizes and hundreds of thousands following that action online. The International Olympic Committee has even taken notice. In a groundbreaking move, the IOC has announced a partnership with the National Olympic Committee of Saudi Arabia to host the inaugural Olympic eSports Games in 2025. This 12-year partnership signifies a monumental step for esports, integrating it into the esteemed world of the Olympics. IOC President Thomas Bass emphasized the importance of upholding Olympic values such as gender equity and youth engagement in this new format. Says a lot for Rocket League these days if the Olympics are taking a look at it. Also just this month, Verizon made headlines with its launch of the first-ever Scholastic High School Esports League. Partnering with the nonprofit Games for Change, Verizon is bringing professional-level coaching and resources right into high school classrooms. Schools participating in this league will receive guidance on technical skills, health, and wellness for gamers, setting the stage for a new kind of competitive environment. Now, what's really interesting about this initiative is how it's designed to integrate esports into the educational experience, not something that has historically been really that elegant. Proponents say it's not just about playing games, it's about learning through gaming. Verizon's Innovative Learning HQ is offering a wealth of resources from professional development for teachers to project-based learning materials for students. This includes toolkits for creating gaming clubs and hackathons, great ways for students to get hands-on experience with game design and technology. Again, proponents say it's not just about having fun, that esports in schools can help students develop valuable skills such as teamwork, strategic thinking, and problem solving. Plus, esports can open up career pathways in technology, game design, and even sports management. It's an opportunity for students to explore interests that might not be traditionally covered in any typical curriculum. But what does that mean for the broader educational landscape? Schools that embrace esports are starting to see changes in student engagement and participation. Esports can be a powerful tool for inclusion, offering students who might not excel in traditional sports or academics a chance to shine. It's also a way to bring a sense of community and school spirit into the classroom. Some more positives that proponents of esports will point to. They say, let's not forget the impact on educators. With new resources and professional development, teachers are getting the support they need to incorporate esports into teaching strategies. This includes understanding how to manage teams, integrate game-based learning, and even use esports to teach other subjects like math and science through gaming mechanics. Now, the integration of esports in education is not without its challenges. Balancing gaming and academics is crucial to ensure that esports does not overshadow traditional learning. Schools must find a balance that supports academic performance while also incorporating the benefits of these esports games and techniques. Additionally, health and well-being concerns must be addressed in terms of the use of the esports, screen time, etc. Prolonged gaming can lead to physical and mental health issues, such as eye strain, poor posture, and stress. It is essential for schools to promote healthy gaming habits and provide resources for maintaining a balanced lifestyle. Diversity and inclusion are also important considerations. The esports community has faced criticisms for its lack of diversity. Educational programs put into districts should prioritize creating inclusive environments that welcome all students, regardless of gender, race, or background. Furthermore, with the rise of betting in esports, Responsible gambling practice must be addressed. Schools need to educate students about the risks associated with gambling and provide resources to support responsible decision-making. Did not have on my bingo card the dangers of gambling on online sports for students, but that's where we are coming into 2025. So how do you start an esports league in your own school district? Here are a couple steps to get you started. Number one, go out and find interested students and staff. You know they're out there. The kids are out there playing these games, as well as probably more than a few of your faculty. Spread the word throughout the school to find gamers and a supportive teacher or faculty member to sponsor the club. Number two, select a game. It seems that for most esport leagues, there's a particular game that there's a level of expertise that the school participates in. Number three, you then create that team. You can assess student interest, advertise tryouts, and develop a regular practice schedule. You can even consider roles for your team, such as coach or analyst or manager. Then start deciding on details. Consider things like a meeting time and structure, meeting location, and esports association paperwork. Then prioritize local esports events around your district. You can also compete in a high school esports league, such as the High School Esports League, HSEL, the High School Star League, HSL, or Youth Esports of America, otherwise known as the acronym YEA. Again, the rise of esports is transforming not just the entertainment landscape, but also our schools' classrooms, with major events like the Olympic Esports Game and initiatives like the one from Verizon. Esports is carving out a significant role in both global sports and education. So you can't just kind of watch this happen as it goes by. You need to be participating as a district in this evolution. It's clear that esports is more than just a game. It's going to be a dynamic force that shapes the future of learning and competition. Thanks again for listening to this episode of Innovations in Education. For more information on esports and other essential information about how to manage a school district, go up to eschoolnews.com and search through the tabs. We have a ton of information and resources available for you. Again, this is Kevin Hogan from eSchool News, and I hope you join us for an episode in the future.